Much of my difficulty was due to the unending conflict between the two natures of my subject. The urge of ambition opposed by animal indolence. The ideals of a superior people crossed by the instincts of an inferior race. The high purposes of a great mind antagonized by the urge of a primitive inheritance. The long-distance view of a far-seeing monitor counteracted by the nearsightedness of a creature of time. The progressive plans of an ascending being modified by the desires and longings of a material nature. The flashes of universe intelligence cancelled by the chemical energy mandates of the evolving race. The urge of angels opposed by the emotions of an animal. The training of an intellect annulled by the tendencies of instinct. The experience of the individual opposed by the accumulated propensities of the race. The aims of the best overshadowed by the drift of the worst. The flight of genius neutralized by the gravity of mediocrity. The progress of the good retarded by the inertia of the bad. The art of the beautiful besmirched by the presence of evil. The buoyancy of health neutralized by the debility of disease. The fountain of faith polluted by the poisons of fear. The spring of joy embittered by the waters of sorrow. The gladness of anticipation disillusioned by the bitterness of realization. The joys of living ever threatened by the sorrows of death. Such a life on such a planet. And yet, because of the ever-present help and urge of the thought adjuster, this soul did achieve a fair degree of happiness and success and has even now ascended to the judgment halls of Mansonia.